This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Evan Graham at the Horse Tavern in Sellersville this Sunday. The Eagles are having a watch party. You can win signed Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag. Ladies and gentlemen, 12-1 Eagles coach Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Angela.
Nick, I just played the cut of you talking about your dad and how emotional he was. I just got to know this, Nick. I know you don't want to talk about how great your record is. Your father, your brothers, they must be over the moon right now. Are they pleased?
Where do you think I got this, like, hey, move on to the next game? My dad texted me right after the game. He texted me right after the game, good job, on to the next one. He don't care. He knows that we got a job to do next week. So I was raised in this with this stuff. And so he tells me it was a good game, tells me what we screwed up, and then he says move on to the next one. It's a short week. It's a week that you got to get ready for. So that's where I get this stuff from.
Nick, I think I'm going to start giving your dad some credit for this.
As you should. As you should.
All right. You made the playoffs. You have clinched the playoffs now. And now I'm wondering, do you get to the point where you start to balance the health of your team versus the top seed? How do you feel once you make it there, Nick?
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet. I don't think that's in the conversation yet. It's on to Chicago. There'll be a time maybe to talk about that, and right now that's not the time. So we're only focused on this week. I've learned that in this league that you got to be where your feet are, focus on the week that you're at, and then handle decisions when cross the bridge is when you come to them.
And I'll bet your dad told you that too, right, Nick?
That is a famous Fran Sirianni line. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
All right, one thing made me a little nervous, not much yesterday, but it was Lane Johnson was in the tent for a short time. Is he going to be all right, Nick?
You know, obviously we'll get all the tests back today, and we'll go through, he'll see the trainer this morning. We're hopeful and we're positive about it. Lane is a huge part of what's going on here, best tackle in the NFL, in my opinion. And we'll see what's happening, because we'll need him to do what we need to do this week against Chicago, but... like I said, I'll get more information today and have more information for everybody later this week.
All right, let's talk about the first drive because it was a thing of beauty. It was amazing. It was like 15 plays. It took like 8 minutes. Nick, I know you script plays before a game. How much of that series, that whole sequence, was scripted?
Yeah, you go out with the plays that you want to start with, right? And you want to get a feel for some of the way they're playing some personnels. You want to get a feel for how they're playing some formations. You want to get a feel for how they're playing AJ or Devontae or Jalen. And so you try to script some things into it. Now so you script out the first, the first 15, first 20, you script out your first couple third downs, you script out, your first couple red zone plays and all those different things. And then, but naturally you're going to have things too, like you're behind the sticks. What are you going to do when you're behind the sticks? What are you going to do after you get a first down? So, a lot of thought goes into that. Does it follow the first 15 to a T? Rarely, right? You're jumping around, kind of your openers. Sometimes you think it's appropriate to take a shot. Sometimes you think it's appropriate to get. I mean, so it varies, and so I can't answer the question perfectly because it isn't a perfect science. We go through there. We have our thoughts of what we want to start with, but things change throughout the drive. What was on complete display though? was the execution, especially, you know, we got ourselves in third down a couple times, and then just great throws by Jalen, great, completely under control, great catch by Devontae on a third down at midfield. And then what I was really impressed with, that one play I really liked, was just that check down to, you know, to Miles on one of the first passes of the game. I think it was the second pass of the game. He just checked it down to Miles, and it went for big yards. And defense gave him. We thought the defense was going to give us something. They didn't, and Jalen just made us right.
No, there was even a moment toward the end where they showed Jalen on the sideline, and A.J. Brown, some of the other offensive players were happy and they were smiling, and he's still totally stoic. Has the offense taken on his personality to always look for the next play, always to stay focused on the overall goal? Are we seeing the whole unit play like he does?
Yeah, I think when your leaders, the leaders show that, and the guys with the C's on their chest do those types of things, it's contagious. And, you know, Jalen's playing great football. He is completely focused on, you know, the next play always. And that's a great quality to have, because you don't get two up, you don't get two down, you just go to the next play. And when you do that, you can completely focus on what you can control. And now all you can control is that very next play.
Absolutely. And Miles Sanders, he went past 1,000 yards. He has done it with a little over 200 carries. And I'm just wondering, as you watch him evolve, Nick, what's making him even more effective this season?
I think it's just his whole game. Like, you don't just improve as a runner. You improve as a player. So he's improved as a runner. He's improved as a pass blocker. He's improved his ball security. He's improved his, you know, he takes care of his body so well. His health is where we want it right now. And so he's improved himself. Like, he's improved his entire game, you know. So he's just in a great mindset, you know, of what he wants to go accomplish, what, you know, and how he wants to play. And he has fun every day coming in here and going through the grind with the guys to get ready to play on Sunday. And so I'm really happy for Miles and the way he's playing. Because he's playing at a top notch. I'm not sure, you know, there are many running backs in the NFL playing better than Miles Sanders right now.
Well, he's been sensational. Brandon Graham on the other side of the ball. Brandon Graham's 34 years old. We've seen him forever. He was here when Andy Reid was the coach. Mm-hmm. Three sacks and a forced fumble at 34. Not getting all that many snaps either. Nick, how's he doing this?
Man, you know, somebody said in our coaches meeting this week, Brandon Graham was made by God to rush the quarterback. That's what he was like, his body type, his energy, he was made by God to rush the quarterback. And then what's cool about Brandon Graham is he uses that platform that he has for good. I love that about him, right? And so people in this city love him. And then he uses his platform to help the community. And so, you know, he's an unbelievable football player, unbelievable human being, and so happy that he's our captain. And, I mean, that's why he's playing the way he is and leading the way he is, because that's how he was made. And he's made to do this, what he's doing out here on the field every Sunday.
That's a good answer. All right. I only got one other thing, and you were emotional at one point after we're calling it the drop kick. The missed punt. There was a very long delay, Nick, and you were in a conversation with the refs on the sideline. Did you remind them that that wasn't legal? Tell me what went on in that sequence.
Yeah, you know, Bob was preparing me for this question, I don't remember being emotional on that one right there. I think, like my brother says now, like you get so emotional. My brother told me this last week. Jay, he said, you get so emotional on the sideline at times, people are waiting for it. It's like a show. Like, is he gonna lose his mind right here? He said, calm yourself down. Anyway, I thought the referees did an outstanding job coming to that conclusion. I'll be honest with you. How would I know that rule? I wouldn't know that rule. So I was getting some information up on the box, because our guys in the box know the rules, and they were just telling me what the rule was. So I could communicate with that with the refs, because how often – I mean, when's the last time that's happened in the NFL? And so I had got great information from the box that was saying exactly what the refs were saying. And I was just making sure that they were on top of it, and they were, like, because I was only talking to the one guy on the side who kind of came over to talk to me about what's going on. I thought they did a phenomenal job of ironing that out. You know, and I guess I thought they did a phenomenal job because we got the ball at the 33-yard line going in to score. So, but they did. They got the rule right, and that's something that doesn't pop up every time. And so hats off to them. They did a great job.
Well, Nick, here's what you need to know. At 12-1, you know what people assume? Sirianni knows the rules better than the ref. Now at least you cleared up what really happened there. And you weren't emotional. You were animated. I guess that's a better word.
There you go. There animated. You go, yeah.
Hey, Nick, congratulations. 12-1 is awesome. Thanks, Nick. Bye.
All right, y'all. Have a good day.
Nick.